Okay, today's daf is Gittin, daf Ayin Zayin. And we are on the last couple of lines of the seventh parak here of Maseches Gittin as we build up steam for the last two prakim, Parak HaZorik and Parak HaMagarish. But we are on, we'll start with the last line on Ayin Vav HaMabez, and that is Omar Abayo. So we're in the sugya of Tnaim. That's what this much of this parak was about, all different cases of conditions on the get. The Mishnah had three categories of cases that was discussed yesterday on Ayin Vav Mabez. The first category was a regular case of Tanai, La'achar Zman, or Tanai Me'achshav, right? That was Harezek Giteich Im Lo Basi Mikan Vayud Beis Chodesh, and he dies, so then it's not a get because of Ein Get La'achar Misa, but if he changes it to Me'achshav, then it is a get because retroactively it would be a get before he died. That was category number one, which we are talking about right now. The Gemara mentioned in a case where I had the question, in a case where you know he died in the interim, could a woman already get remarried? Do you have to wait until the tanai is actually mekuyam, or you say no, right? La alter sharituha, the Gemara said. Halo as he's not coming. If you know he died, or do you have to wait? That was the question that we had in the machlokas tanoim that was mentioned. So Amar Abaye on the last line now. Hakol modim. Heicha to Amar Lakisha Tetzi Chaver Min Artika. The man says he's running a get at night, and he says to his wife that this is your get when the sun comes out of its container, meaning in the morning when the sun rises. Lakisha Tetzi Chaver Min Artika Lachinafka Kamar La. That means the morning when the sun comes out. Lachimayis Balayla Havi Get Lachar Misa. And if you would die in the interim, if you would die during the night, that would be a Get Lachar Misa. Right? It would be too late. He'd already have died during the night. Almenas sheteitzi chaver min artika me'achshav kamar la. But if you would say almenas, that the sun comes out of its container, the language of almenas is me'achshav. As we read the Rambam last week, also Upaskas this way. Da'amar avuna marav kala omar almenas kara me'achshav dami. Somebody says almenas, that's as if he says me'achshav. We even mentioned the sheet of the Rambam that says that if you have a tanai me'achshav, then you don't need mishpatei atznoim, all the rules and regulations of tanai kodim lamaisa and hate kodim lalav and tanai kafel, all of those are not required by a tanai me'achshav. It's only the tanai, that's la'achar zman, requires all of those conditions. If he says when the sun comes up, then it's the morning. If he says me'achshav, from when the sun comes up, and then that's a retroactive condition, and it would go backwards. The Shulti Giborim even says in this case, if he makes a condition, the Shulti Giborim in the on the riff in the back on Lamed Ches Amabez, V'nira be'enai shim ba'al eha balayla kodem she'iskayim atnai hareze get batel ki'ilu eino v'me'eshes kohen muteres labayla. Says the Shulti Giborim, if it's only a get that's going to occur once the sun comes up, if he lives with his wife before the Kiyam HaTanai, then he would be Mevatel the get, because, the get has to only kick in after that time, and if he was already been Mevatel the get, so then that wouldn't work. So that's the difference between L'Shetetzei Chavim Min Artika or Me'achshav. The Gemara says, Lo Nechluku Ela Be'im Teitzei. The Machlokes is Im Teitzei. If without saying me'achshav and not saying likishetetze. Im teitze is the machlokas, that's the machlokas we mentioned yesterday. The fact that there is a date in the get, does that change anything? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Lo nechlegu ela be'im teitze. Mar savar lak Rabbi Yossi de'amar zmano shal shtar mochiach alav. One opinion holds like Rabbi Yossi that the fact that there is a date in the shtar is there for a reason. It's not there just to give a historical date that proof when this occurred, but that tells us when the shtar is actually chal. That's Rabbi Yossi's assumption, that you can assume that if there is a date in the shtar, that's the day that the shtar became important in halacha, and therefore that's not only the date of the ksivas hashtar, but that's the date of the nesina and the effect of the shtar. So if you have a date, so it's as if you said me'achshav. And that's why it would not be called the Gel Lachar Misa. And Mar Lo Savar Karabiosi, Vahavile Kimesi Greta. And that's the Machlokas, right? If somebody says, Likishatetse is for sure later. If it's Me'achshav, then it's for sure retroactively. The Machlokas is Im Tetse. As we had the Machlokas in the beginning of the Gemara, we pointed out the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The language of Leshetitze Chava Min Artika, we know that language from Avram Avinu. The only time that appears in Chazal quoted in Rashi, and that is the beginning of Vayera. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Motzi Chama Min Artika and made it extremely, extremely hot so that guests don't come. There is a Ramosha Feinstein's thought that we like to quote on that Rashi, beginning of the Drash Moshe. It's quoted in Parshas Vayera, and that is, what exactly was Avram upset about? Right, if somebody has the opportunity to do a mitzvah and he can't do the mitzvah, so then it's upsetting. If there are guests outside and I'm too sick to have them come into my house, so that makes me upset because there's a mitzvah in front of me that I can't do. But if there's no mitzvah in front of me, so then there weren't any guests. So what was he upset for? Hadi itzar Avraham al shalo hayu archim v'lo yachol l'kayim mitzvah zachras as archim u'tamu alechora. Answer of Moshe. D'haleka shum ma'ilo b'tzar zeh. What is he upset about? There's no obligation to bring in guests if there are no guests. The adif may anus kishahaya chiyuv avol ne'enas mi lekaima sheish vadeh lehitztayer. If there's a chiyuv and I just can't fulfill it because there's an ones, okay, I understand why I'm upset. I'm not going to get punished, but I'm upset. Aval hachal leko chiyuv klal v'dami lechor, and he compares it to le'echa sheyitztayer b'yemei hachol al she'en ayom Shabbos. It's Tuesday, and I'm upset that it's not Shabbos. Shalosh Shayach Zeklau. What's the upsetness? Why was Avram upset by Motzi Chama Min Artika, which was there to help him? Explains Rav Moshe, Vitzarech Lomar, to whom it's on Etzem Ha'ahava Lachesed. It wasn't because Avram was upset that he couldn't do a mitzvah. Avram's mahus, Avram's whole essence, was to do a mitzvah. And it bothered him if he couldn't, separate from the fact whether there was a chiv or not. That's not the issue. The issue is Avram was a Baal Chesed. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, that's what bothered him. And look what I wrote by him. Kesef Talved, Ika Mitzvah Miuchedes, Sheha'odam Yisaveh, La'asos Chesed. We have to have a taiva, a desire. We have to look for situations, even if they're not in front of us. I could be starving. There's no food here. What am I hungry for? I'm hungry because I'm starving. It's part of the nature of who I am to eat. And even if there's no food, I will look for food to satisfy and quench my thirst and my hunger. That's chesed. We have to have a taiva. We have to be starving to do chesed. We have to be hungry. Sha'av kishelo yilo v'lo yuchal asigam nami, still talking about food, lo yiski le lahasir tavaso called manchali male tavaso u'b'madrega kazeh haya ratzon Avraham l'kayim mitzvahs chesed shekeinu mitzvahs haTorah. An amazing thought. We have to have that desire. We have to look for situations and not just say, oh, okay, when it presents itself, then I'll do it, but if not, I'm on my own business. No, we have to look for situations where we can have this desire. And then he quotes, U'matzinu od ahava kazu b'moshe b'mitzvahs gimel are miklat. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned this. Rashi quotes it already. The Chafetz Chaim talks about it. I think in Parshas Vayeshanan, Moshe Rabbeinu are miklat. He set aside the three are miklat on the east side of the Yarden, even though they weren't going to be effective as are miklat until Yeshua ben Nun set aside the other three on the west side of the Yarden. So why Moshe do that? Just let Yeshua do all six. What Moshe do that for? Sha'af sha'adayin lo niskayim ha-mitzvah, ad she'yafrishu kol ha-shisha, mikomako mitzad ahava asa. He had a love. I'll do whatever I can. It's not full. It's okay, I'll do it. Av shalachora ein bazeh mitzvah, aval kalpanim shaychus v'kesher la-ha-mitzvah ika bazeh. There's some connection. There's something there. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah totally, but the Rambam's lashon in Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos is chatzi mitzvah. We should desire even to do a chatzi mitzvah. It's that you don't get the credit for the mitzvah, you get something upstairs. Hashem gets nachas. Or a chatzi mitzvah. So that's the example of Avraham, that's the example of Moshe, and then he even adds a third example. V'chein ha d'tmeim l'nefesh. Right, those Pesach Sheni people. Tamei nefesh, shebikshu b'davar ha-pesach, sheishchatu avuram. Av she'i ev shermamish, kiva deim tameim, rak shelo yipasel, mishum l'tahar v'la tameim, avol heim ein lem klum, avol mitzad av atzorach lasos, eza shaychus, av she'pater, ve'i ev shalatzos b'hamaisa. So that's the Ramosha we get to mention when we have the phrase in the Gemara of motzi chama minartika, which is the lashon used by Chazal there, when Hashem made it extremely hot to make it easier for Avraham, but it ended up that Avraham was more in pain from the ability, not from the inability to have guests, than he was from his operation. So that was Avraham Avinu. He was a Baal Chesed. He wasn't just someone who did, Chesed. There is a question in the Rishonim here, just one other point. Is there a difference between Me'achshav or Mehayom? Right, the Lashonos used here, the Gemara is Machalik between Likishetetzei, Me'achshav, and Imtetzei. What about Me'achshav versus Mehayom? So the Rabban quotes a Machlokas, whether there's an Adifus to say Me'achshav. What's the problem? If somebody says Mehayom, maybe it means from the end of today. We mentioned this a few days ago also. If somebody dies that day after saying Mehayom, is that a Get Lachar Misa or not? So that's not so clear. That's discussed in the Rishonim. The Ramban here says, after he quotes Rashi, Lashon Rashi, She'emita b'masim ishto b'layla u'meis pa'oso alayla v'Rav Yosi zmano shashar machshiro shaminan mina d'shchiv mirash sha'amar mehayom imesi u'meis po b'ayom hareze get. You get the impression from Rashi, says the Ramban, that mehayom really means this moment. Doesn't mean from today, which might mean the end of today. Because Rashi Pshat of the Gemara, as we read, is, he says this, and it's during the night, and he dies during the night. So is that a get or not? So we said, the Gemara says yes, if you use a retroactive Lashon. So Ramban says that Mehayom sounds like Kemeyachshav. De Mehayom Kemeyachshav Havi, Shari Zmano Shoshtar Yomu, Shari Inkosvin Sho, Sumachshira No Solar Rabbi Yossi. That's what it sounds like. But he says, V'Rabbeinu Tam Kasav, but Rashi's own grandson, Rabbeinu Tam Kasav, V'Sidur Haget, Shalo, if you look in him, Nichali me'achshav u'mehayom. De'ima ispa hu yoma lo yadana me'adun ba. Rabbi Natan's not so sure. If somebody says me'hayom, what that would mean, if that would be a gelach remisa, because me'hayom might mean by the end, from today. From today, from the end of today. So because he's not sure, it would be clearer to write me'achshav. But that's a discussion in the Ramban here, Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Kisvu v'tnuger le'ishti, em lo basi mikan v'yurbeis, chodesh, kasvu, chulu. So now we're talking about case number two, category number two in the Mishnah, where we have two cases, and Rabbi Yossi argued on the second case explicitly. Rabbi, what was the case? Two lashonos. If someone says, if I don't come back within 12 months, write and give a get to my wife. So in that case, the Mishnah says, if they wrote it during the 12 months and gave it after the 12 months, it's no good. Because we assume that he had in mind for everything to be done after he died, after the 12 months. That's if he says, if I don't come from now until 12 months, kisvu vitnu. But if he first says, kisvu vitnu, and then he says, im lo basi, write and give if I don't come, so that was a machlokas. The Tanakhama still says that's no good, because everything was supposed to be done after 12 months, but there Rabbi Yossi says, kazeh get. That case would be a get. So the Gemara at first assumes, maybe Rabbi Yossi argues even on the first case. Is he only arguing on that second case or even on the first case? The Gemara says, Amale Rav Yemar L'Rav Ashi, Lema Kasava Rav Yossi, Kasav get al tnai kosher? Is this telling me, does Rabbi Yossi really argue on both cases? And Rabbi Yossi says, I'll get all tonight, is kosher, what do you mean kosher? Kosher even if the tonight is not fulfilled? Does Rabbi Yossi really not care about the tonight? Meaning, maybe Rabbi Yossi understands this man's lashon just like the Rabbanan do. I wanted you to write a get for afterwards, but Rabbi Yossi doesn't care about tonight. Doesn't care about tonight. You can make a tonight on everything. What do you mean he doesn't care about tonight? The whole parak is all about conditions of cases on a get. So the Ritva says no. It means cases where you didn't explicate explicitly exactly what you mean. Of course, if you say exactly what you mean, it's going to work as a tanai. But here, it's not so clear. He says, you know, if he dies, you know, if I don't come back for 12 months, then write and give. So when should the writing and the giving be done? Not 100% clear. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Maybe Rabbi Yossi says the get always is going to kick in if the tznai was not 100% clear. Says the Ritva, Pirish, to call hecha de lo amar behedya, al tichtov ela biyom ploni, o bizvan ploni, o acher yud beis chodesh. Demashma da'avikpeda. In that case, if where you are specific, where he is explicit, that's where there would be a kpeda. Maybe there. Afagav da'amar kisru v'tznuget le'ishti im lo basi. Demashma da'avik tzna. Im kasu toch hazman. I'm reading de'lo basi le'tznayo. Mishum de'mistama lo hikpid ala ksiva ela al hanesina. It must be that you really, who cares really when it was written? Just when it was given, that's when he's makpid on. So says the Ritva, that's the Havamina of the Gemara. Shall we say that Rabbi Yossi is not so makpid when somebody is not explicit about his das in a tnai? And therefore, Rabbi Yossi would really argue in the first case as well, even in the case where he makes the tnai first, right? Shall we say that that is what Rabbi Yossi holds, right? Rashi says, V'neima nami da'a reisha palig. He's also arguing on the reisha. Shall we say that? So the Gemara says, lo, no, lo olamei melech apostle. Really, Rabbi Yossi would agree in the Reisha. He's only arguing on the Seifa, meaning the second category of cases in the Mishnah. He only argues on the second one, not on the first one. V'shaini hacha, midahavi leila meimar, im lo basi, kisvu v'tenu. Because he should have made the Tanai first. Right, Tanai kodom l'maisa. If I don't come back within 12 months, then write the get. But he didn't in the second case. He said, write the get. Im. So then, how do we understand his words? V'yamar kisvu v'tenu im lo basi, hachi ka'amar. This is what he meant to say. Kisvu me'achshav u'tenu im lo basi. So we understand to split his words, and he's giving them the authority to write the get even before the 12 months. That's why he only argues in the Seifa and not in the Reisha. V'rabbanan lo shnahachi v'lo shnahachi. And the Rabbanan, no. Rabbanan would say no. Once he makes the tnai, so we interpret his words l'chumra. And therefore, the get cannot be written until afterwards. Good. Would this be a general, interesting question to ask, would this be a general shita within the Havamina? The Gemara was thinking in Rabbi Yossi. If he's not explicit, so say it works. Is that saying that Rabbi Yossi in general would say that there is flexibility in Tanayim? The Gemara doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it's specifically by get, right? What was the Havamina? Should Lema Kazav Rabbi Yossi Kasav get al Tanay Kasher? So why would there be greater flexibility in get, right? One would think just the opposite. Gitin has a higher standard, davar sheba erva. If you don't know, you're being motzi mecheskas eishas ish, married until proven otherwise. Right? You would say just the opposite. The burden of proof is on the, staying married. That's what you should say. And yet, the Gemara Zahavamina here, based on the literary words of Rabbi Yossi, but what's the svara? That we would say there's more flexibility. So it could be related to what we mentioned often already in the Masechta, but not that recently. And that is, once the process of Gerushin starts, it could be that it goes. It's not just at the moment of the Gerushin that everything is focused on. As we have mentioned, back on Daf Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, and the Sugyas of Zman Beget, right? Kivash and Asavein of Lagarsha, Shuvein Loperos, Gerushin is a process from the decision of the husband to the writing of the get throughout. There's even possibly certain halachas of havchana that might start according to some Amoram. Remember the machlokas Rav and Shmuel about when may masai monin leget. So it could be that certain once the process starts, you know, it goes. Rabbi discusses also by the sugi of ein ones begitin. Right? Why ain't Tainus Onis Begitin? And once he gives a get, and he's screaming a month later, if I don't come back, he's on the other side of the bridge, and the ferry's not going across, he's screaming, Chazu Da'asoy, Chazu Da'asoy, I'm here! I'm here! And what does the Gemara say, at least according to one version, Ein Onis Begitin? The get kicks in. Why should the get kick in? He's screaming. Would you say that in any other area of halacha? That Onis is not a factor? If he's screaming, I'll sell this to you, you know, as if I'm not back within 12 months. And now he's screaming back. Would we say that? The same way we say Ein Onis Begitin, we say Ein Onis Bemekach U'Memkar, it could be not. It could be that Dafka by Gerushin, where the process has already started, that is where it is harder to stop. So maybe that's the Havamina of our Gemara here. Not that Rabbi Yossi would say this, oh, if you're not clear, because really the burden of proof should be the other way. But maybe if we say that the Gerushin process has already started, and it's harder, right? He's giving a tzivui to write a get. The question is, what does he mean? But maybe once he's giving that tzivui, then we would be more flexible in terms of his understanding. Either way, that's the Havamina. The Maskana, we say no, it's just based on the fact that he could have said something else, and he mentioned the action first. Okay, says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Last section here in the Perek. La'achar Shavua. If somebody says, this is your get, if I don't come back, La'achar Shavua. Shavua is the 7-year Shemitah cycle. So if I don't come back after the Shemitah cycle, then this is a get. So what does it mean after the Shemitah cycle? How long does one have if somebody says after the Shemitah cycle? Right, Rashi says that Gidich imlo avo la'achar shavuazu shmitazu. So how long do you wait? La'achar shavua shana. 1 year. Year eight. Year eight is considered after the Shemitah cycle. Right, as long as if he comes back within that year, then the get is batel. But if he does not come back for that year, eighth year, so then that the get kicks in. La'achar shana chodesh. Somebody says, if I don't come back after this year, a month. You always go down one unit of time. Right? If it's 7 years, a year. A year, a month. La'achar chodesh, Shabbos. If I don't come back after this month, then you have 1 week. Right? Always a one unit down. La'achar Shabbos, mai. What about after Shabbos? Right? If I don't come back by after next Shabbos, so then what do you do? So meaning, is it as I just formulated it? So if you always go down one unit of time, it's years and months and weeks and days. So is it only going to be one day? Only Sunday is called after Shabbos? Or not? So am I. So we're familiar with this from Hilchas Havdalah, as Beis Hashem will see soon. But there are many other areas of Halacha where this might come up. Yosef Reb Zeira Kameh de Rabbi Yasi, V'yamri La Rabbi Yasi Kameh de Rabbi Yochanan, V'kamar Chad B'Shaba V'Trei V'Tzlasa Basar Shabsa. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's considered after Shabbos. That's considered after Shabbos, right? This is not a Havdalah context. This is Gittin. Somebody says, this is your Ged. If I don't come back after Shabbos, if he's not back by Tuesday, through Tuesday, then it's a Ged. Arba'a v'chamisha umale Shabsa kame Shabsa. Right? Day 4, 5, and 6. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that has to do with the next Shabbos, right? That's the halacha here by Gittin. If you look in the Karban Nisanel, on the bottom of the Rush, at the end of this parak, which means the end of the sixth parak, because the Rush had them flipped, the end of the sixth and the seventh, he had flipped, so the Karban Nisanel quotes, the Shabbos hi ha-nekudah ha-emtzais, quotes up Kabbalistic sources, Shabbos is the midpoint, right? We usually think of Tuesday, Wednesday is the midpoint. No, Shabbos is the midpoint. Shabbos is the midpoint. The Yom Dalet Hachana Lekabel Nefesh De Neshama Chadasha. The Yom Hei Lekabel Ruach De Neshama Chadasha. The Yom Vav Lekabel Neshama LeShabbos Haba. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is all a build-up to Shabbos, which is the ultimate, to get the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Whatever that is. The Yom Echad, and then you got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday as it leaves me. The Neshama Yisera isn't fully gone. Right after Shabbos, we have Besamim to make us feel good, but it's not fully gone. V'yom Echad Hasharas Histalkus Neshama Chadasha. V'yom Beis Hisharus Ruach Min Neshama Chadasha. V'yom Gimel Hishtarus HaNefesh V'chozeh Chalila. Every day of our existence, either some part of the Neshama Yisera is going out, or some part is going in. It's amazing. Every day has to do with Shabbos. Masha'in Shayach Lomar Bishar Moadim Viragalim. Right, which you don't say by other Shar Regalim. Right, which is a fascinating question. We discussed this years ago, at the beginning of Mesechas Beitza, Daf Dalet. Right, we discussed, how long do you have to make Havdalah after Yantif? Shabbos you have, so we'll get to Havdalah in a second. But Yantif? What if no, you can't. That's it. Yantif is, you don't have the Hisharus HaNefesh in the same way as you have it by Shabbos. That's an interesting Karban Nisanel that you have at the end of this, the parak, the end of, you can't say the end of, you have to say the end of our parak, the end of Misha Achsu, right, which is the end of the sixth parak in the Rush's verse. If you look in Psachim Daf Kufav, that's where we know the halacha of Havdalah from, right? The Gemara in Psachim says there, Kufav Amid Aleph, what is the halacha by Havdalah? Army B'nei Rebbe Chia, Mishalo Hivdil B'motzi Shabbos, Mavdil B'holech B'chola Shabbos Kulo, the whole week. V'yad kama, how long? Amar Bizera ad revi'i b'shabbos. Until Tuesday evening. That's it. And then he quotes ki hada yasev, similar ki hada yasev, Rabbi Zera, kamei de Ravasi, v'amri la Ravasi, kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, v'yasev akamar, lenin gittin, chad b'shabbos, atre v'tlasa, b'chad b'shabbos, cham arba, v'cham sh'umale yome kami shabbos. He quotes our Gemara. So we're usually familiar with this from Arvei Pesachim. But there, Arvei Pesachim, Kufav, quotes our Gemara as a parallel to Hilchos Havdalah. Right? So after Shabbos and before Shabbos, that is regarding Havdalah. We have it also by Dinei Mamonos. Right? If somebody says, I'll sell this to you next week. Whatever it is, the Ritva here in the Ksav Yad quotes the same context, right? By Dina Mamanis, we also say that if somebody says, I'm going to tovea you, you don't have to pay me back until blank. So all of these cases would be the same thing. Pay me back next month, pay me back after next year. All these cases are considered the same in that way. Right? We know Motzi Shabbos is the only time that we would do the full Havdalah. Right, meaning with Besamim and with Ner. If one is not making Avdalah on Motzi Shabbos, so then Besamim is not used and Ner is not used. Besamim not used because even though Kabbalistically, as we just learned, the Neshama Yisera doesn't fully leave until Tuesday night, but Besamim was only Mesukan for Motzi Shabbos when the beginning of its journey starts. And Ner, we know, there are two reasons why we do Ner on Motzi Shabbos, but the more common reason suggested is that because that's the night that fire was created. Right, Adam Rishon created fire with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help on Motzi Shabbos, so that's why we have fire that night, so it's only on Motzi Shabbos. But those two brachas are in the part of the Iker part of Avdalah. Those can be said, the Iker Avdalah is Bar Per Gavan and Amavdil. Right, that's it. As we know, Eish can be done separately. As we know, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzi Shabbos, like this year Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday night, so it's going to be Nitzchet to Motzi Shabbos. So we're going to do, on Motzi Shabbos, we're going to do Eish. That's it. We're not going to do the rest of Avdalah until Sunday night, before breaking the fast. But that is, Eish is separated. Besamim also, we know, is independent in that Motzah Yantif, we don't do Besamim. So you see, it's a separate part of the issue. Big Shaila, is there an Hashem Yaseir on Yantif, Machlokas in the Rishonim? What about Besamim on that day? The Bir Alacha has a well-known comment in his commentary, Nilchas Avdalah, where he suggests that maybe if a woman is making Avdalah for herself, if she needs to, L'chadchila, we have a man make Avdalah for a woman, because there's really a machlokas we've shown him, whether women are obligated in Avdalah. Women are chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, right, based on Zachar v'Shamar. But Havdalah is about Shabbos, but it's not on Shabbos. So are they obligated machlokas? That's why l'chadchila a woman should be yotzi from a man. But we know if there is no man around, the woman makes her own Havdalah. So the Mishnah Berurah says maybe he has a question about this. Maybe bori pri ha'esh, which is not specifically part of bori ma'orei ha'esh. What did I say? Pre-Eish. Right? Bari Ma'orei Ha'Eish. So that's not an Iker part of Avdalah. So maybe that's considered a Hefsek. Because there's Bari Pri Agafen, and then these other brachas before we drink the wine. So by a man who's Chayef for sure, he's Chayef in all of these, so it's not a Hefsek. But Bari Ma'orei Ha'Eish, so maybe a woman should Bari Ma'orei Ha'Eish, maybe that's a Hefsek. So maybe she should make that after she drinks the wine. Right? Shmir Shabbos talks about this as well. That is a shaila. It's also Rasi Pesach writes in a tshuva. Maybe that's a halachic basis for women not drinking the wine by Havdalah. Right? Most we assume it's some kind of kabbalistic, not halacha about women not drinking a Havdalah wine. If she's making Havdalah, she has to drink the wine. Nothing to talk about. But maybe this is a halachic basis, says, because if it's a hefsek, the other bracha, she's only obligated in the Ikra Havdalah, not the add-ons. So that would be a reason to delay. Either way, this is Havdalah, just one other ha'ara, as we know, another raya that Havdalah from our Halacha L'maisa is through Tuesday, it's not just only Motzi Shabbos, is Rachman al-Aslan by an Onain. Right? If somebody's an Onain, if somebody dies on Shabbos and the Kfura isn't until, or somebody dies on Friday and they're taking the Niftar to Eretz Yisrael, whatever the case is, and the person's an Onain until Sunday night, so then there's a chilek, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Avelos, between making up all the tfilos that were missed and Havdalah. They make Havdalah whenever, because the Chiyav Havdalah is still intact. The person doesn't have to make up the tefillah that was Miss Tashlumin, right? But if it's Mincha time now, they don't have to dive into Minchas, because at the time there was no Chiyav. It's not that there was but Havdalah still continues because there is a Chiyav right now. Okay, a lot more about Havdalah, but we will continue. Says the Gemara now, last couple of lines, but this was brought in here, obviously Berachas Gittin, but the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim connects this to Havdalah, that's why we were able to talk about it here too. Tanya, fourth to last line, Rebbe Omer, La'achar Haregel. What if somebody says, if I don't come till after Yantif, say how long do you have to wait there? La'achar Haregel, Shloshim Yom. 30 days, that is what is required. Novag Reb Chiya Darsha Mishpeit the Rebbe Vekelsua. Reb Chiya went out and gave a shir about this, and he quoted this statement in the name of Rebbe, and everybody was excited about it. Right, Rashi says, Yafe Amarta. Right, they were excited about it because they knew that we don't hold this way. And the fact that he quoted it as a das yachid, they accepted. Mishpeit the Rabbim below Kelsua. But then he quoted it in the name of the Rabbim, the quoted of the Chachamim, and they were not happy about that. Not happy about that. Why? Because they assumed that we don't pass in that way. Amala silchaza kavase. No pass in that way. So don't quote in the name of the Rabbim. Quote in the name of the Yachid. Hadron Allah Mishachsu. Rabosai, we are up to the last two prakim of Mesechas Gittin, but it does not fizzle. Chas v'shalom, there's no Mesechta that fizzles. We are still jam-packed with basic major halachas of Gerushin and the Maisa Gerushin. Reb Lazar and Rebbe Meir are still coming up. Eide Mesira Karsi, Eide Chasima Karsi in these last dafim as we march towards Daf Tzadi. Daf Tzadi, which is the number of the dafim here in the Mesechta. So says the Gemara. Hazore Gela Ishto. This Mishnah and this Perek touches on the Maisa Nesina, the Maisa Gerushin, and specifically this Perek we're going to talk about Kinyanim. Kinyanim relating to Gerushin. We know there's the world of Kinyanim from Maseches Kiddushin, which B'ez Hashem will be doing in a couple of months. The later Dafim in the first Perek of Kiddushin, which is the source for Kinyanim. Kiddushin is the source for many major Shas topics. Kinyanim is Kiddushin. Tanaim is Kiddushin. But that was also here too. So this parak relates to that discussion. How can a person transfer the get to his wife? So he can put it in her hand. Right? That's menasan biyada. That's the pashas of the pasuk in the Torah. Give it to her hand. But as we are about to talk about, what about other ways of giving it to his wife? Not actually in her hand. There are many types of kinyanim. So we're going to have to talk about all these different types of kinyanim. The first one on the list here is chatzer. Right, if I usually want to give you something, I can put it into your yard. And there's a discussion, is it a chatzer mishtameres, ain't a mishtameres, are you standing next to the chatzer or not? So here, the Mishnah relates to that. Hazorek yedle ishto vihi betov beisa, she is in her house. What do you mean her house? Rashi. Shol nichse malug, a house that she brought into the marriage, but she really owns the house, but the husband is allowed just to enjoy the produce, if one could call it that, or the get hana, v'ibetoch beisa, o betoch chatzera, she's in her yard, so if a man throws a get to his wife, ha'reizim u'gureshes, meaning chiddush first of the first line of the Mishnah, a man does not have to put it into his wife's hand, or the shliach, doesn't have to put it into the shliach's hand, it could be even into her chatzer. We got to figure out how she has that. Zarku la betoch beisa, o betoch chatzero, but if he throws it into his house or chatzer, afilu hu ima b'mita, even if she is... He is there and she is there. Eidim Gureshes doesn't work. It's not in her Rishus. It has to go into her Rishus. Letoch Cheiko, Letoch Kalsa. But if it goes into her, she holds it on her chest. Oh, Letoch Kalsa or into her basket. Harezim Gureshes. So, Minon Emili, how do I know that the Torah does not mean it's only Biyada in her hand? So the Tanur Rabbanan, Benasan Biyada, Ainli Eli Yada. I only know if the man gives a get into his wife's hands. Gaga Chatzer Vekarpif Aminayin. How do I know that even if he puts it on her roof? Her yard, her karpif, it also works. Tamalomar Benasan Mikomako. Benasan includes anything that is hers. What exactly is the limud? Benasan. How does Benasan mean everything? Just sounds like, and he gives. So the Rashba has a couple of suggestions, how exactly Vinasan teaches me. Rashi says, look at Rashi first. Rashi says, Midaloksiv ubiyada yitnenu. Doesn't say, in her hand, give it. Mashbalan nesina kaldu. It's as if you could read the Pali Vinasan, give it! No matter what. The Rashba doesn't think that's correct. Veinu mechuvar, dein shum yitur, bivinasan biyada, mi biyada yitnenu. I don't think the order makes a difference, says the Rashba. Give it to her hand, give it. Means the same thing, says the Rashba. So Rashi obviously thinks otherwise. So he quotes a couple of other. He quotes from the Rash Klalu Prat Vinasan Klal Biyada Prat Vishilcha Klal. So it's a Klalu Prat of Klal he makes up from the Rash. He says Vein Sarach Lekol Zeh. He thinks no. It says Vinasan twice in the pasuk. Look closely. So it's an extra word. Okay. Either way, Machlokas in the Rishonim how exactly this includes, but it does. Says the Gemara. We have a similar halacha. And discussion by Geneva. V'tanya nami hachi gabi ganav yado. Right, if it's found in the ganav's hand, he's chayev kefel. Yado. Ein li ele yado. Gago chatzir v'karpiva minayin. How do I know that a ganav could also do a maisa geneva and be responsible if it's in his property? Tamalomar he matzei mikol makom. So that's a double lashon, wherever it is found. Vitzricha, and you need this halacha, the limud, both by gerushin and by geneva. You would not say one is megala on the other. D'yashminan get. If you only have get, that get includes chatzer mishum debal karcha megarsha. After all, she is a very passive part of the process. Midarais, it's bal karcha, so there you might say this flexibility in terms of her getting it. Avoganav de lesi bal karcha, emelo, but a person can be forced to be a ganav. He can't be, right, there is a concept that if he steals, then he is forced to have kinyani geneva. That is true. Let's say a ganav does not want to be chayv in onsen. Tough luck. There's a concept called kinyani geneva, many different rayas to that, which we've touched on in the past. Kinyani geneva, but you can't be forced to do a maisa geneva. Right? If you don't want to steal, you don't want to steal. So, therefore, because it's not bal karche, you would think it's only yad. V'yashbina ganav, and if you say only ganav, has chatzar included, mishum de kansi rachmana. Maybe there's a knas. We'll include it because you're a bad guy. Aval get, emalo, but get, there's no such thing, why should you have a knas, shricha. So that's why you need both the discussion by geneva and by get. There is a discussion, if you look in the Rashi here says, what's the havamina by ganav, aval ganav, in the first case, that you can't do it balkarche, avolganav de lo machayevi shadi inish alkarche. If a man throws it into my rishus, I'm not a ganav against my will. Ema says Rashi, midai tinami lo tikni le chatzero, im lo mashach. So if it doesn't work, right, because it can't work balkarche, the havamin is that I can't steal through my chatzer. How is that? Kigon, nichnasa la chatzero v'no'al befaneha. Your animal went into my yard. I didn't touch it. Your animal went into my yard, and I closed the door. So you might have thought that that's not geneva. That's the havamina. What do you see from that? Kamash malon, it is geneva. So, lumaskana, the question, the achronim or medayik in this Rashi, do you need a maisa geneva to be chaya for geneva? If you need a maisa, what's the kamash malon? Kamash malon will allow chatzer to work. Why? Because closing the door is considered a maisa geneva, or you don't even need a maisa geneva. So that is not 100% clear. That's a discussion in the Achronim. And they point out that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Gezeila, all those cases that are quasi-Gazlanim, we haven't discussed this in a while, Kofer Bepikadon, Shol Shalomidas, Sholeach Yad Bepikadon, all of those are considered Gazlanim, not Ganavim. And we've quoted Reb Chaim often in this context that, and there are many rayas to this, that Geneva and Gezela have different mechayvim. Gezela is about the hefsin mamon. Ironically, because Gezela we usually think of focused on the Maisa. Because what's Gezela? If I go to you and grab something from your hand. And Geneva, I act in stealth, and you don't even see it. But conceptually, Gezela is about the loss that I cause you. And that is why all those cases where there is no maisa are gezela. If I use your object without permission, that's not geneva, that's gezela, because I'm causing you a loss. Geneva requires a maisa geneva. And that's why, just the other example that the Gemara talks about at the beginning of Ezeo Neshech, if I steal from you as a joke, I'm going to give it back in 10 minutes. I'm going to give it back. Goneva manasla mekat. The Rambam and the Gemara only have that by geneva, not by gezela. Goneva manasla mekat. So I do an active... there's no hefsin mamon there. I'm giving it back in 10 minutes. But still, that's called geneva, even though there's no parallel discussion by gzela. So that's part of the discussion here of the achronim. That the Rashi, how you read the maskana of, yes, it is a maisa geneva, or you don't need a maisa geneva, depends and connects to that sugya. Okay, continues the Gemara. Chatzera. One second. Her chatzer. You put the get into her chatzer and it works. Mashakansa isha kana baila. How does that work? Whatever the woman owns is owned by the husband. Halachically, they share a bank account. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, bekosev la din udvarim ein li benachasayich. The case must be it's unbelievable, havamina. The only time when kinyan chatzer would work by gittin is where he wrote to her, I don't have any claim against this property of yours. He's mesalik himself. So Gemara says, "V'chi katzav lahachi mayavi." But if he says that after she and he already have it, it's not going to work. V'atanya, homer lachaveru dinu dvarim ein li al sadezu v'ein li esik ba v'yadi misulekasimena. If we're partners and I say to you, my hand is removed from this field, guess what? It's still my field. If I say, I don't have an asek in this field, those are not appropriate, effective lashonos of selling, of removing. They don't work. Lo amar klum. So says the Gemara. So why here should it work? It doesn't work if they already own it jointly. So Amar Dvei Rav Yanai, because of lava oda arusa, it must be a case where he said that while he and she, it was still in a state of erusin. Right? It's not, the Ritva says here, you can't do it before erusin, because then it's just totally not shayach. Before erusin, he has no hold on the property at all, so then that's too early. Too early. But during erusin, where the bank accounts are not totally fully merged yet, the Gemara says, so then it's still early enough. Because of avod arusa, ukid Rav Kahana, domer Rav Kahana, nachla haba'alo la'adam imakom acher, nachla, that comes to a person from somewhere else. What do you mean from somewhere else? Rashi says, that's not Yerusha Mida Oraisa, what is already earmarked for the person before even his Morish dies. No, it's from somewhere else, which is Durabanan. Right? It's a rabbinic enactment that this would take place, so then Adamasna Alashalo Yerushana. Then he's allowed to make a tznai to prevent it from coming into his Rishus. Right? Yerusha is more difficult. That's a Dinda Oraisa. Right? You could scream all you want, but if it's Yerusha, it's Yerusha. I don't want it to come into my Rishus. But that's the reality on a daraisa level of the din. But here, a person can do that. Ukid de Rava to Amar Rava, as Rava says, Ha'omer Yeshi betachanas chachamim kagon zu shomin lo. If somebody says, I'm not interested in this takana drabanan, which is for my benefit, we listen to them. Just like Rava says that somewhere else, we say that here, that the husband can say that to his wife while they're erisin. Micah Gonzu, where did Rava say that? Kedrafuna Marav, Dam Rafuna Marav, Yechola Isha Shatoma Labaila, Eini Nizonis Veini Ose. A woman could say, you know, I don't want your Mizonos, and I'm going to keep my Mysia Dayim, because we assume that Takana was for her benefit, not for his. And therefore, if she thinks that she can make more money from her earnings than the Mizonos from her husband, she has that choice. There is a fascinating question I saw in one of the Achronim asked about the difference between Yerusha and Mizonos, as being discussed here. By Mizonos here, she could say that I'm not interested. Masha'en Kain, by Yerusha, it is harder. You have this from the Dvar Yaakov. Ma chilek mei ba'al isha. Be'ba'al matzinu she'eno yachol le'estalik v'tekonet se Yerusha, lachan yisuin. Right, Yerusha Sabal, let's say, is also Durabanan. At least according to one day. But that, it's too late to get rid of Yerusha. But by Mizonos, the woman could wake up one day and say, even after Nisuin, that she's Masalik herself. So explains the Dvar Yaakov, based on a discussion of the Achronim, because in Avne Miluim, the Ksos. When we have perpetual Chiyuvim, like Mizonos, so how do we look at that? Do we look at it as every single day there is a new Chiyuv Mizonos? Or is it started originally by the marriage, and then that's it? It flows from that first moment. Maybe that's a big difference. The chi of mizonos that a husband has to a wife is constant. Every single day there's another chi of mizonos. That's what the Rabbanim were misakein. Mizonos, eino chi of echad al kol yomim, elohu chi of chadash al kol yom vayom. Lefichach aflach anisuin, ein nechshav shezachsa b'mizonos, mipnei shekol yom hu chi of nifrad. Masha Enkein by Nichsei Malug, Masha Enkein by Yerusha, those, it's a one-time event. And therefore, it would be too late if it was ready after Nisuin. That's why there's a difference between Mizonos, Lacha Nisuin, it's not too late for the wife. Yerusha, Lacha Nisuin, it's too late for the husband. Interesting discussion, there. Second answer, fourth line of the Gemara, Rava Amar. Rava says, no. Going back to the original question. What was the question? How could he put a get into his wife's chatzer? Right? Koma shakansi isha kana baila. So the first answer was, he's masalik himself, ba'oda shi arusa, which is difficult. Most husbands don't do that. They're not thinking that they have to set up a situation where he would want to give a get to his wife sometime in the future if they're just getting married. He doesn't have that in mind. So the Gemara says differently the famous line. Rava Amar, atu yada milo kanyile labal? What do you mean? What about the hand? What about if you put it in her hand? So doesn't the Baal own financially? Forget chatzer, you have the same problem by Yad. How does that work? So Ella Gita V'Yada Bon Ke'Echad. Hachanami Gita V'Chateir Bon Ke'Echad. The magical principle of she gets her get and her yad at the same exact moment, even though it's somewhat circular. She could only be kona her get if she has her own yad. But she gets her own yad through the get. That's the magical principle of Gita V'Yada Bon Ke'Echad. And that is the famous Ksos that we mentioned a number of times already in Siman Reish, where the Ksos says, based on this principle, that Gerushin is not a kinyan in the normal sense of the word. It is a nesina. It is a maisa nesina that is required. That's why the get has to be written l'shma. That's why you could even give a get on Isurei Hana'a, those two. And that's why Bon Ke'Echad works. Those three nafkaminas, says the Ksos. And this only happens by get and by shtar shichrur, by nothing else. A person cannot give, if I'm giving a field to Reuven, but matana, I cannot put the shtar matana in the field and say bon ke'echad. Doesn't work. You don't only have bon ke'echad. First it has to be your field, and then you can give something in the field. Unless it's working through agav, which Beis Hashem will get to in a second. But that is the principle of Ba'in Ke'echad. And the later Achronim after the Ksos discusses as well. Amale Ravina Leravashi, Rava Yad, why did Rava say this? Rava Yad De'isha Kakashile. Rava was bothered by, you have the same problem by the Yad. 1 second, says Ravina. Nihida Karnile Lamaisa Yadeha, Yada Gufa Mikanile? No, I don't think it's a parallel. What do you mean? Yad, of course a woman's hand is not owned by her husband. Only the earnings of her hand. So maybe you don't have a raya from Yad. Oh, if it's a problem, the same problem by Yad, you have it by Chatzar. No. By Chatzar, the whole thing belongs to the husband. By the Yad, the physical hand belongs to the woman. Amalei Rava says, Rava Yad ha'eved kakashale. No, the Yad ha'eved, that's what I'm getting my principle from. Lamanda amar bishtar al yidei atzmo, according to the opinion, which is a machlokas a kiddushin, that an eved kenani can accept his own shtar shichrur from his master. Yad eved yad rabodami. There is a kinyan aguf mamish. And yet it works. Ella gita v'yado bon ke'echad. But what must you say? How would he be allowed to get his own shtar shichrur? By getting this magical principle. Gita v'yada bon ke'echad. So hachanami gita v'chatzera bon ke'echad. So too, you have it by kinyan chatzer. Okay. Period. Hahu. Again, I apologize for not being able to go deeper into the Ksos right now, but B'ezras Hashem, we will have another chance. Here's a story. Hahu shchiv meira dekasav lagita ledebisu b'hadi panye demali shapsa. Friday afternoon, the man's very, very ill, and he writes a get to his wife. Follow his pigla misfale, and he didn't get to give it to her before Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos. Lamachar takav le'alma, now he's about to die. And now what does he do? Interesting. Could you be megarish on Shabbos? The Mishnah in Beitza talks about in Makarshin b'Shabbos, in Choltsin, doesn't say in Megarshin. Doesn't say in Megarshin. Is that a kinyan? Is that just the undoing of a kinyan? We'll have to Beis Hashem get back to that. But either way here, he wants to give it to his wife. What's the problem? Rashi, get is muksa. Asula taltel get b'Shabbos u'lamosrala. Rashi says the get is muksa. Why is it muksa? The Yamsha Shlomo says it's muksa machmas chesron kiss. The Yamsha Shlomo says here. Right? He can't touch it because we don't learn from Gittin today. We don't study Gittin. Says the Yamsha Shlomo, V'yavo b'shiragilin l'taltali geris b'shabes, hainu mishum, you could use a letter to put on top of a bottle cap and to use for other things, avol get maxale, v'dami l'sifrei da'gadata, to'asi l'taltalo. And he quotes, he knew he might be using it, why isn't this like an izemel of Mila? No, you knew you're going to do bris Mila tomorrow morning, so that's why you're not maxed it totally. Here he doesn't realize he's going to die on Shabbos, so he didn't have it in mind. So what are you supposed to do here? That's the problem here. It's an issue of muksa. So says the Gemara, Maka talk of the Alma. Asla kami de Rava, Amrulu, what does Rava tell them to do? Zilu, Amrule, tell him, Likne ni'ala lahahu duchta, to Yasev Begita, let him be makne the place where the get is to her. It's better to do a kinyan on Shabbos than to touch muksa on Shabbos. Right? Kinyan on my Shabbos are also drab on it. That's what Gemara seems to be saying. Be makinit to her, v'tezel ihi, and then she will go and do a kinyan, v'techud v'tiftach v'tachzik bay, she'll go and do a kinyan chazaka on that property, right? She'll close the door, v'tiftach, she'll open the door, v'tachzik bay, and she'll be machzik in it.
The Kesef Mishnah is bedayik on the Rambam. Why do you have to open the door for? Why can't you just close the door? No, because closing the door is not a raya of bialus. Maybe just closing the door for somebody else. If you close it and then open it, that's only an owner would do that. So, ditznan, as the Mishnah says, no gadru paretz kolshu. How do you do a kinyan chazaka? You close, you put up a fence, you break it, arizu chazaka. So that's what the Gemara says Rava told them to do. Do a kinyan, she will do a kinyan chazaka in order for them to be kona. There is a major machlokas Rishonim here. Which kinyan is going on here? Which kinyan would you say is going on here without looking in the Rishonim? I would say kinyan chatzer. That's what it sounds like. Be makanah is chatzer, then it'll be hers, and memel it'll be in her chatzer. For some reason, Rashi does not say that. Rashi says it's working here through kinyan agav. Kinyan agav, which we know, if I'm makanah you a piece of karka, I can also be makanah you a item on the karka. We'll have to talk about, we don't have time right now, why does Rashi say that? And other Rishonim argue with Rashi. Other Rishonim say, you can't do gittin through agav. You can't, doesn't work. You could use chatzer. So that relates to the lundis of agav. Maybe agav, there is no maisa kinyan on the metaltalin, on the karka, and therefore it wouldn't work. Rashi, dafka says, pashas deloki pshuto of the Gemara. He says agav. So we'll have to come back to that hopefully. Amalei Rav Ilish the Rava says Rav Ilish the Rava, mashakansi isha kana baila. But what do you mean? Why does this work? Right? What, if the woman gets it, so the husband gets it back. Ichsif, Rav is all embarrassed. Lasofi gloi milsa darusa havi. It comes out that she was only in Arusa. Amar Rav, Amar Benesua, Yomar Barusa. It all worked out. She was only in Arusa, so there was no problem anyway. Hadar Amar Rava, but then Rava realizes, says, no. Loshna Arusa, Loshna Nesua. My option would have worked even if she was a Nesua. Gidav Chatzei Rabban Ke'echad. Iva Hamra Amra Rava. Didn't Rava say otherwise? Meikara ki Amra Rava, Ahai Maisa Amra. This is where Rava realized it. After this story, he realized the principle of Gita V'chatzera Ba'in Ke'echad. Again, there's a lot more about the Muksa. Let's just do a little more the next piece, and then hopefully we'll talk more about it beginning of tomorrow's year. V'hi B'sof Beisa. The Mishnah said that if he throws a get to his wife and she's in the house or next to the Chatzer, it works. Amar Ula V'hu Sha'omedes B'tzad Beisa U'B'tzad Chatzera. Only if she is standing there. She's standing next to her house or chatzer. Rav Oshia Amar Afilu Hi B'Tveria V'Chatzer B'Tzipori. Hi B'Tzipori V'Chatzer B'Tveria Megureshes. She doesn't have to be there. She doesn't have to be there as long as it's thrown into her field. Aiva Hi B'Toch Beis O'B'Toch Chatzer Ektani. How does Rav Oshia say that it's against the Mishnah? Hachi Kamar V'Hi Kimi She'B'Toch Beisa V'Hi Kimi She'B'Toch Chatzera. She doesn't have to be there. It's as if she's there. If it's hers, why? Tekiva D'Chatzer Mishtameres L'Daita Hi Miskareshes. Since it's a chatzer that's guarded and she knows about it, so then it is good enough. Says the Gemara, Leva Baka Mifligi. So what's this machlokas about whether she actually has to be next to there or not? What's the machlokas of Oshia and Ula? Demar Savar Chatzer Mishem Yada Isra'boy. Umar Savar Chatzer Mishem Shlichas Isra'boy. Maybe the difference is it an extension of her Yad? Her Yad is always next to her, so she would have to be next to her chatzer, or Shliach. And her Shliach is not always next to her. Gemara says, "Lo, the kuliyam b'chazim shem yada isra boy. It could all be related to yad. Mar savar ki yada, ma yada b'smucha b'chatzir b'smucha. One says, just like the yad is next to, so to the chatzir, she must be next to it. The idach ima yada b'dvuka b'chatzir b'dvuka. If it's an extension of yad, literally, so you say it should be attached. Her chatzir is not attached to her." Elokiyada, no, it's a little extended. Mayada mishtameris ladaita, av chatzer mishtameris ladaita, as long as she knows about it. Lafuke chatzer mishtameris shalol ladaita. She doesn't know about it, she's not aware, it's not mishtameris ladaita, so therefore it would not be good. Period, we'll have to stop here. Again, we'll have to get back to a little bit at the beginning of the next year. Kinyanim on Shabbos, the get being muksa, agav, chatzer, again, these are heavy sugyas about the kinyanim that are able to be used for a maisa gerushin on Shabbos, or maisa gerushin in general. Okay, we'll stop here.